this curse file is very straightforward. It simply makes it impossible for you to pleasure yourself. Other people can still bring you pleasure, but you will find that you are unable to do so from now on. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are, and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are, how good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. You're breathing, getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too, so relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper. More and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply. To just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words. My voice as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice, listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice, focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you, and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. And now it's time. Time for a change in who you are. Time for a change that's going to affect you from now on. This change is going to be permanent. That's right. It is going to be a curse. A change in your mind that you cannot resist or ignore. A change that becomes a permanent part of you that you cannot turn off or ignore. A deep, deep change that will last forever. It's a very, very simple change. You know what it's like to be tickled. Everyone's experienced it. It can become a very intense experience. However, it's only intense if someone else is doing the tickling. If you try to do it to yourself, it's just your fingers touching you. That's all it is. They're just touching you. They're not doing anything else. You can't really actively tickle yourself. Well, for you, from now on, the same is going to be true about sexual pleasure. Yes, that's right. You're going to very soon discover that you cannot pleasure yourself sexually, that there is no arousal from touching yourself. It just simply is. You are touching yourself. If you enjoyed playing with your nipples, well, you're going to find that they're just that. They're just nipples. There's no pleasure in it. Go ahead. Feel it. They're just nipples. You can touch them all you want. You won't find any arousal in the action. It's just like touching your hand. You don't get anything out of it. It doesn't bring you any extra pleasure or anything else. It's just a touch. And that's what happens when you touch yourself. No matter what you try to do, you get no pleasure from it. You cannot bring your own body pleasure, not by touching yourself. If you have a cock and you were to touch it, it would be very much like when you go to touch it to urinate. There's nothing sexual about that. You're just holding your penis. And that's all there is to it. You can try rubbing it up and down. You can try stroking it or playing with it. But in the end, all you're doing is touching a piece of flesh that's part of yourself. If you're female and you have a clitoris, the same is true for you. Yes, you can get your fingers down in there. Yes, you can feel where your clit is. And you can feel everything. But it's just a piece of flesh that's part of your body. It's just like tickling yourself. You can't make yourself laugh from tickling yourself. And you can't make yourself come from touching yourself.
There's just no pleasure in it. You cannot bring yourself pleasure. Not sexually. Not through your own touch. Not by playing with yourself in any way, shape, or form. There is just no pleasure in the action at all. It doesn't do anything for you. That's right. It does nothing for you. It's just simply fingers touching your body. It's not that you're numb from the touch. It's just the touch doesn't mean anything extra. There is nothing ticklish about you when you try to tickle yourself. And there is nothing sexual about you when you try to pleasure yourself. No, you can't do it. Not with your own fingers, not in any way, shape, or form. No matter how hard or how long you try, all you're going to feel are fingers touching flesh. Doesn't matter what you try to fantasize about or what you think about. In the end, deep down inside, you will know that all you're doing is touching a little part of yourself. And there's no joy in that. There's no pleasure. There's nothing sexual about it. Oh, you may be able to get yourself worked up by looking at things online, thinking about them. But when you go to touch yourself, you're just touching yourself. And there's no pleasure in that. There's no joy in that. There's no sex in that. No. You get absolutely nothing out of your own touch, and it's going to make masturbation very difficult. In fact, it's probably going to make it all but impossible, because while you may be able to look at or think about things that get you aroused, as soon as you start playing with yourself, it's going to be a fruitless endeavor, something that brings you no pleasure, no joy. Something that gives you no pleasure at all. You'll just be touching a piece of flesh, and you'll very soon find that you are bored with it, tired of it, and you'll move your hands away, and probably give up. That's just simply the way things are changing. You chose to listen to this curse. You chose to accept what it was going to do to you, and now that you've accepted it, the change is simply going to happen, and you cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. You cannot ignore it, because you know the truth. When you touch yourself, that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. You may have even come into this file a bit aroused, but if you were to reach down and try to play with yourself, it would be just like touching any other part of yourself. You don't get aroused by scratching your fingers. You don't get aroused by touching your face. And you don't get aroused by playing with some of the more sensitive and erotic parts of your body. Oh, they are still very, very sensitive and erotic. Just not when you touch them. You get nothing from it. Nothing at all. There is no pleasure in playing with your own body. It's just a part of you. It's not interesting. It's not special. It's nothing. On the other hand, when someone else touches you, well, that's when the special happens. When someone else touches you, all those sensations that never ever happen when you touch yourself seem to grow tenfold. Imagine it now. Imagine how powerful it will be when someone else decides to touch you. When someone else reaches down and touches you. The pleasure is going to wash over you like a wave. Their fingers, their hands, those are so very, very special. And when they touch you, the arousal flows through your body more quickly than it ever has before in your life. There is something about being touched by someone else. Just as someone else can tickle you, they can pleasure you. They can run their hands over your body and send shivers through you. They can touch you and make you need to come so badly you're ready to beg for it instantly. Anything they do to you is going to send wave after wave of sexual pleasure through your entire body. That's right. That is the single plus of this curse, the single beauty. When someone else touches you, your body, normally just a piece of flesh, comes alive, comes awake, and every caress, every touch seems to be 10 times as powerful as it has ever been before. Their caresses take you to the edge. Their touches bring you over it. You need to be touched by others to have sex with them. The orgasms you have during sex are amazing and powerful. They send quivers through your entire body as you moan. It is the most intense thing you have ever experienced in your life, and you love it thoroughly. You love it when you're able to touch someone else, because that is what your body responds to. It responds to others. It never, ever responds to your own touch, because deep down inside you know the simple, horrible truth. You're just touching a piece of flesh, and there's no pleasure in that. It's just that and nothing else. And you can't get arousal out of that. You can't get arousal out of touching yourself. Not now. Not ever. You chose to listen, and now you are cursed. Cursed to never again be able to pleasure yourself. You will always need help from others. You will always need them to touch you, to play with you, to bring you over the edge. At some point in time, you may even decide to try sex toys to bring yourself pleasure. But once again, the problem is that you're just touching yourself. You're just using an object on yourself, and there is no pleasure in that either. The only pleasure you can get is from other people. Other people have to be there with you, touching you, arousing you, pleasing you, for you to get any pleasure. But when they do, that pleasure will be some of the most intense pleasure you've ever had in your life. This is the way it is. You chose to listen, to accept this curse, to bring it into your mind and make it a part of yourself. And from now on, whenever you touch yourself, you'll just think, it's just flesh. You won't be able to get aroused. In fact, if you are aroused, touching yourself will be the fastest way to end that arousal, because you'll just be touching another part of yourself. It's just like going to pee. You touch your penis. You touch yourself. There isn't any pleasure there. There is no arousal there. And there is no arousal for you. You can't play with yourself, because it's just a part of you, and it's not that interesting or special. The special part is when someone else touches you, and that is how you are cursed to behave from now on. That is the change that is being made to your mind, that you decided to accept and embrace and make a part of yourself from now on. And when you wake up, the change will be there. It will be a part of you, and every time you touch yourself and get no pleasure, the curse will get stronger and stronger, until, at some point, there just simply won't be any. Not self-pleasure. Not ever. And that's the way it is. And you will listen to this file as often as you need to, for the curse to take full effect, to take charge of your mind. Until the curse is doing exactly what it's supposed to, you will be drawn back to this file, repeating it over and over again, until you get no pleasure, at least none from yourself. That is how you are and how you will be from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of 5, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.